Catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Thursday morning. I'm Sammy Ewing, and this is The Point from WUFT News. The city lights and large buildings in Jacksonville have been unintentionally killing birds. Jacksonville is located in the middle of a bird migratory path, and lately the city lights have been a source of confusion when the birds are flying. I spoke with WJCT's Raymond Troncoso for more on the issue.
Birds basically in every large city tend to fly into buildings. It's just a consequence of being a city. Light pollution kind of draws birds to certain buildings, especially at night when they try to be guided by the light of the moon. Specifically, this normally happens during the two migration periods. So that would be for fall and spring. Spring, they're migrating to go north for the summer. And for the fall, they're migrating to go south for the winter. And during these large migrations, they can be hitting buildings in large cities. There's kind of four major paths birds in the United States take. The one that includes Florida is called the Atlantic Flyway.
Is there a reason why Jacksonville is experiencing this issue on a large scale?
Part of the story is that they're not quite sure if Jacksonville does experience it at a large scale compared to other major cities, but Jacksonville is the 13th or 12th most populated city as of the 2020 census. It's also the largest city based on landmass. So it's just a very large city, and the point of the Lights Out Northeast Florida initiative is that they want to basically just count how many birds are running into buildings compared to, say, Baltimore, which is also part of the Atlantic Flyway, which sees hundreds of birds running into buildings every year. And so this initiative, which is a partnership of the Duval and St. John's County Audubon Societies and then the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, is basically just trying to gather data on whether or not this is a real issue. Part of the reason they want to know that is because Jacksonville is basically the second largest area that birds migrate through over the East Coast. As of from the information that I have from the Duval Audubon Society, it's over like 3.5 billion birds travel through it about twice a year. One of the things that people from the Duval Audubon Society talked to me about was that under the freeways that pass through Jacksonville, there's any sort of like reflective glass surfaces along the highways that kind of run through the city, birds will run into those as well and either injure or kill themselves by accident.
In your article, you mentioned that the Lights Out initiative not only save birds' lives, but also save businesses money. So how does it do that?
So some of the best practices that these kinds of initiatives, which have taken place all over the country and other flyways, and in Canada they do something similar, is basically talking to businesses about, you know, turning your lights off between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., right? Because most businesses will just leave their lights on all the time, or at least leave the power on all the time. Once they're approached to pursue this track to save the birds, turning off their lights during times when birds might be flying at night, it's just kind of a consequence of turning the lights off that you save power on electricity for, it's only like a 6-hour span. That kind of adds up when you do that for 4 months out of the year.
If people wanted to help get involved with Lights Out, how would they go about doing so?
Well, they would go to the Duval Audubon website, and basically if you go to their website, right on the front page, they have it listed, you know, volunteers needed for Lights Out. They're only really searching for a small number of volunteers. This program that they're doing, this is really the first year they're doing it. They've only done one kind of volunteer canvassing session in spring, and so this will be the second one in fall. It's done somewhat in partnership with the University of Florida. They do send the birds that they do collect to the Florida Museum in Gainesville to basically for study to see, you know, what kinds of birds are running into buildings and dying, to see if they can kind of make more targeted solutions. If you want to get involved, you can go to the DuvalAudubon.org website and look for Lights Out, or you can kind of follow the best practices that they talk about, turning off your lights at night, making sure that if you do have your lights on that you have your blinds so that none of that light leaks out. I was told that even in residential areas that are pretty low-lying, if birds go through your areas, and Gainesville very much is a place where lots of birds kind of fly through it, you can probably attest to that being a student there, there's lots of birds, lots of bird watching. Making sure you turn off your lights at night, especially outdoor lights, is very important for bird safety. And if you have outdoor lights that you know are kind of on all the time, like floodlights, try to get them changed to motion sensors so that they only turn on when things are actually out there and not just on all the time.
That was WJCT's Raymond Troncoso on his latest story about bird deaths resulting from Jacksonville's city lights as the animals migrate. Now let's get into some top headlines. According to WUFT, Governor Ron DeSantis' executive order, which has banned school mask mandates, has been shot down by a Leon County Circuit judge. Judge John Cooper's rationale was that the governor's mask ban was not enacted within his constitutional bounds. However, the legal battle will soon move to Tallahassee, and their appeals court could reinstate the stay. The Main Street Daily News reports on 4 bomb threats at Buchholz High School since August 19th. The FBI is investigating the threats, which have thankfully all been hoaxes. Alachua County Public Schools has reminded students in the Buchholz community that people calling in bomb threats face felony charges, which is punishable up to 15 years in prison with a $10,000 hefty fine. The Tampa Bay Times reports that Florida universities have resisted enforcing strong calls for mask mandates, vaccinations, and online classes. Governor Ron DeSantis' executive order banning mask mandates in schools is a huge reason that has prevented universities from requiring masks. While schools cannot enforce masks or require vaccination cards, they can require students to test negative for COVID-19 before class, an option universities have yet to enforce. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org for more information. I'm Sammy Ewing, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Happy Thursday.